Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for November 22nd, year 2022. I'm your host, Joe McElvain. If those others on the call would like to say their names so that people can associate a name to the voice, now is a good time for that.
I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Red Davis.
Do we have you on audio, Jason? Perhaps not. Okay. And Adrian has joined us. Adrian, if you'd like to quickly say hello so people can associate a name to the voice, now is a good time for that.
I know Adrian has mic issues sometimes.
Yeah, we don't have any audio from you right now, but feel free to take a look at that and check in a little bit later. So oh, we heard something there. Hello.
I just got here.
Sounds good.
So what were you guys talking to me about not having audio, or was that somebody else?
Oh, we were just talking. Yeah, we were talking about introducing yourself. I guess I saw you before your audio came online. But we were just in the midst of introducing ourselves, and so you popped in. So hello. Great. So now that we've all kind of introduced ourselves here, we have our auto-generated agenda for the day. Let's begin with RFC's repo, pull request 201, introduce empty ranges. I think this has the status of ready for vote. Somebody added a comment 4 days ago saying, I assume the acceptance of this RFP will invalidate this one. And they pointed to another one added range redesign RFC.
I disagree.
I think this range redesign RFC 147 has a lot of other issues to discuss that I think it had some problems that we talked about in comments from Sylvan and I in a previous sync. So I think it's fair to say that we can move forward with RFC 201, because RFC 147 hasn't made progress in several years. So
yeah, but I would say, as a general thing, no RFC generally invalidates another, if an RFC is in process and we accept something else in a related area, any RFC that is in progress, stalled, or anything else would need to be updated to take those things into account, and then would be judged on its own merit. The fact that two things that are a similar area doesn't mean that accepting one means that any other ones that are open would not be accepted. It's on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, agreed. So does anybody have any final questions or comments about RFC pull request 201, about empty ranges, before we vote to about whether we want to accept it here in this call? All righty. I am in favor accepting this RFC. Does anybody else want to voice their being in favor or being opposed? Now is the time to do that.
I am in favor. Ryan said he wasn't able to attend today, but he was in favor.
Yes.
Red, Jason, or Adrian? Adrian is abstaining. He wouldn't even, but he was too much of a coward to say it with his own voice. He typed it in the chat. Shame on you, Adrian.
That's not cowardice. Hey. May just be not wanting to be interrupted, but yeah.
That's not how I've seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. He wouldn't have typed it in the chat.
Is my audio working?
Oh yeah. Yes, it is now.
You are now.
Yeah.
Hello, Jason.
I would lean towards yes. I haven't been following closely enough to be committed, but if nobody's opposed, then it doesn't quite make a difference. You know, halfway between abstain and accept.
Great. Any thoughts, Red, before we proceed?
It all looks good to me.
All right. Well, we accept the RFC then. Let's see.
that, and I will do all the rigmarole later.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to turn now to pull requests in the Pony C repo, beginning with 4252, improve TCP back pressure handling on Windows. Looks like this has been approved by Gordon 3 hours ago. It looks like, so Pony OS Write V is changing the way it behaves. The way it behaves specifically under back pressure.
Specifically for it, it changes for Windows only.
Yes. Only applying back pressure when Windows tells us that it is applying back pressure. Okay, so it will now return the number of buffers accepted or zero if back pressure is encountered. Okay, so the return code for Windows is now indicating whether back pressure is being applied on the TCP level, which will allow us to have better logic for that on the Pony side.
Previously, the return value was always zero or a Pony error.
Okay.
For it. In other words, it was because there had to be a return value. It was not particularly. It was in keeping with what the WA send calls do, WSA send calls on Windows do, but not in keeping with what Pony OS send and Pony OS write return, where zero for the POSIX side actually means that it was unable to send anything.
Okay. All righty. Looks good to me. I am marking it approved as well.
And I will merge it.
Let's take a look now at pull request 4251, fix multiple races within actor cycle detector interactions. This is a fun one. Sean, do you want to give a little bit of background on this?
Oh, the background. Yes, so... Well, for anybody who's really interested in the future, there's a very long bit about how the cycle detector started and changes that it's gone through over time in order to improve its performance characteristics. In the process of improving performance characteristics over time, we took something that was relatively straightforward, the cycle detector, and hard to introduce race conditions into, made it something which has much better performance characteristics under most normal Pony program circumstances, and also made it infinitely more complicated in how the cycle detector interacts with other actors, and made it possible to have race conditions, multiple possible race conditions, and this PR fixes what I believe to be all of those possible race conditions which do currently exist, and is a vast improvement given the current design, in that there are no crashing bugs, no double free bugs, etc., where it would either cause a crash if you hit it when you're in release mode, or it would cause an assertion failure if you're in debug mode for those. And there's multiple issues, open issues that this closes.
I am finishing reviewing the PR right now on my side.
Honestly, I wouldn't expect most people to be able to look at this and easily grasp the race conditions that it's fixing. I went through these with Adrian and Red at office hours last week, and it took a while, but they after I pointed out each of the places in the current code where the race conditions were, sometimes it took a little bit of while, sometimes it was pretty quick. They saw, oh yes, I can see there's a race condition there. So it's it is complicated, but this should fix them. And as some folks who follow along in Zulip might know, I've been discussing with Sylvan some ideas for how to do a decentralized cycle detector. And I've been trying to figure out, based on our general conversation that Sylvan and I have been having, how those would specifically apply to the Pony runtime.
So you and I talked a little about this a little bit on Friday. So I think I have a lot fewer questions than I otherwise would. I did just want to kind of check in real quick on something. So basically, in order to fix this, right, you've introduced the atomic that within each actor that can mark whether it's in the critical section, either on the actor side or on the cycle detector side. And
yes,
either the actor or the cycle detector can acquire that critical section, and then they can do things, making the assumption that the other side did not acquire it during that time. So that's all well and good. I think I just wanted to check in about, so in on both sides, on the actor side and the cycle detector side, if we're not able to enter the critical section, we kind of just, you know, oversimplifying a bit, like we kind of don't do anything, right?
That's not oversimplifying. That is exactly what we're doing.
Okay. And so I wanted to check in and make sure that the right things are happening outside of this to ensure that we would eventually come back to trying again if we needed to.
So on the actor side, if we can't acquire the critical section, basically what it is saying is there's an the invariants that need to hold at that point is that we need to have a reference count of zero, the actor mm-hmm. itself. It needs to have an empty message queue, right? Those are the two invariants that it has to have. And if it can't acquire the critical section, that means that the cycle detector is in the process of sending a message to this actor. Therefore, right, the invariant doesn't actually hold. And so we should just continue on our way and not actually try to do the thing that requires those invariants to hold.
Yeah, so we know that the actor is about to receive a message. And so we know the actor is going to eventually have a chance to come back to this and try again later after it's received the message from the cycle detector, possibly done some other things, and then become blocked again.
Right. Whereas on the cycle detector side, it is acquiring this before it sends either a is blocked or conf message, which is part of the cycle detector protocol, to an actor. But if the actor is in the critical section, that means the actor has realized that it is blocked and there is no way for it to get any additional work, right? And therefore is about to inform the cycle detector that the cycle detector can skip ahead in the protocol and just go ahead and delete it.
Okay, yeah. So the actor enters the critical section in order to send a message to the cycle detector. And so we know the cycle detector doesn't need to handle whatever its current state is. It will receive the message from the actor and be able to pick up the protocol from that later point.
Correct, which is at that point, which is a short circuiting of the protocol to say, we don't have to send multiple messages back and forth. We know from the state that the actor is in, that you can jump right ahead to the yes, it's okay to reap this actor.
Okay, great. Well, the code looks good to me. I just submitted a review with a few comments just about the documentation comments, just a few tiny grammatical things or like extra words that shouldn't be there, that sort of thing.
Are they all suggestions where I can just?
Yes.
I will just do commit suggestion for each one. Okay, boom, one. Let's see, one. Okay, two. Do you know how many there were?
Three.
Okay, then I'm about to do the last one. Wait, where'd it go? I hate the UI. It scrolls back up on me when I do commit thing there. Okay. All right. I did those three. So okay. We feeling good about this?
I feel good about it.
All right.
I've approved. I think it's ready to go.
Does anybody on the call have questions before I hit the squash and merge?
I think it's unlikely to understand anything in the course of this few minutes. So
that is probably true. If you ever want to get together and go through a long thing about it, I am very happy to do that. I will say,
in any case, it sounds good.
I think that that yes, we have the anything related to this particular design of the cycle detector, we are at the end of the line for it. There's not really anywhere else to go with it, which is why I've started figuring out how to remove the cycle detector while still keeping the end results of it, of being able to reap cycles of actors.
Sean, to have the affordances it provides rather than to have the thing itself?
Yes, I would. I would, Joe.
Beautiful.
Okay, great. So moving on now to pull request 4248. Make the full program test runner able to run tests in a debugger. This is great that Gordon has taken this on.
Yeah. We have some failing checks, so I assume this is not ready yet. That would just be my. I assume so. We should. Yeah. Oh yes. I looked at this when there were the failures. There are some interesting signal related things on some platforms. So I think we could safely take the discuss during sync off of this, because I think Gordon still has some more work to do.
Okay. Should we add a do not merge label as well? Do you think we should add a do not merge label as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took the discuss during sync off and then actually added a comment to him, so I'll get to take it off again when it we can go ahead and leave it on, because I did ask the question, and if he's here next week and didn't see it, we should go over it. So yep. Okay.
All right, now moving on to pull request 4247. This is still a draft. Don't think we need to discuss this any further today, although we can if you want to.
I don't think so. I mean, this got tagged with, you dropped an update on it for what we decided was the approach. And I plan on starting on this soon. I will be doing this before the cycle detector, because all the fixes that I did for the cycle detector that we merged in that last one are not technically correct because of the bug where you can lose reference counts for actors.
Yes.
Yes.
And for those listening along, that bug is as a result of this optimization that 4247 is going to turn off at first entirely, and then in future pull requests that it can be incrementally turned back on in cases only where it's safe to have that optimization.
Yep. I am not aware of this particular optimization ever triggering a failure specifically in the cycle detector related stuff. But in theory, it could. I believe because of how the race actually happens for this, that it would be nigh on impossible for it to happen directly from the cycle detector, but the early exit actor code, which is part of the stuff which got touched during that last one, would be what actually triggers the triggers this bug. Oh, Joe, a thing that we hadn't actually discussed on this, but I thought I would bring up just for a bit of history. So I'm the one who introduced the change that actually made this optimization problematic. I went back and looked at the history, and I don't know if you remember, but way back in the early days when I was at Wallaroo, I realized that actors never got reaped if Pony No Block was being used, right? Because only the cycle detector was reaping actors. And so right. I added that code that Sylvan was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Where if Pony No Block is on and an actor sees that its RC is zero, then it'll go ahead and it'll reap itself, right? Until that commit, this was completely fine to do, because at no point anywhere were we actually relying on the reference count of an actor to decide whether to delete it or not. It was purely based on the cycle detector protocol and asking everybody if they were blocked.
That is an interesting tidbit.
Yes. Now, that said, we would be leaking actors left and right all over the place if you had no block on, and those actors wouldn't actually be reclaimed until it shut down. So it was closing a legitimate bug. But at the time that based on the runtime at that point in time, with the bugs that it had, et cetera, this was safe. With the presence of that, oops, we don't ever reap any actors issue.
Yeah, it was safe with the cycle detector turned on, and it was still safe, but memory leaky when the cycle
detector was turned on. And in the moment we closed that memory leak, we made this unsafe.
Do you know the pull request number of that memory leak closing?
I would have to go back and look. I do not know it off the top of my head.
Okay, I'm typing up a comment to this effect because I think it's actually really interesting. This thing you just said. So
yeah, when I was working on the cycle detector stuff, I realized that was almost assuredly the case, and I jumped back. I found when it was introduced, and jumped back to that point in time and checked out immediately prior to that commit, and started going through all the code to look to see if this was safe then. And it was. Or rather, the correct statement would be is I didn't find anything where this was unsafe at that point in time.
Yeah. So if we weren't relying on, I'm just blanking right now. If we weren't relying on the reference count for reaping, at that time, what were we relying on it for?
Nothing.
So we were maintaining a reference count we didn't need. Interesting. It had to be for something, right? Because it was in the paper, right? It was in the reference count was part of the work.
Well, the reference count for objects were very important.
But the reference count for actors was not.
The reference count for the reference count for actors was not, because we were doing reaping via the cycle detector. And what the cycle detector was interested in was not the reference count of a thing, but whether everything that was every other actor which was reachable from that actor was also, if they were all blocked.
But the cycle detector was not formalized in the Orca paper, right? And the Orca paper doesn't refer to the cycle detector as being there, right?
Right, but the Orca detector is about objects and not the actors themselves.
Okay, so the Orca paper is totally unconcerned with garbage collecting actors.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Because it's entirely possible to it's entirely possible that you can garbage collect actors while their reference count is above zero. You know, that's what the cycle detector in theory does. Although the way I've started describing the cycle detector is it reaps cycles of actors which are unable to do work where cycle has one or more actors.
We don't care at all about cycles that are not blocked. So general cycle detection is not necessarily what we need. It's just only detecting actors that would otherwise be unable to be garbage collected because references to them still exist. And hence, okay. All right. Trying to distill out a comment. Go ahead.
But the thing is that we should have been at that time when we weren't relying on the reference count, we should have been. That was a bug, right? It was a bug that when the cycle detector wasn't running, this was supposed to be a meaningful value. It was supposed to be meaningful, and those actors should have been using their reference count in order to delete themselves. And we fixed that bug so that they wouldn't hang around forever. But it wasn't being used for anything meaningful at that point in time. But it should have been. And the moment that it was, then this optimization where you could not correctly track the references for actors becomes problematic.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just typing that up. Okay. I typed up what I think is a good summary. Feel free to even just edit my comment if I said something that incorrectly represents what you were saying.
Will do.
I typed it up rather hastily so as not to have a lot of dead air time. So feel free to correct if you want to. Great. So let's turn to issue tickets. Actually, we're past the halfway mark. So first I will ask, does anybody assembled here today have any special topics they want to raise for our discussion to make sure we get to it during the call? All right, well, let's move on to issue tickets. We have 4253, infinite loop caused by if type.
This one was closed as a duplicate.
Oh, okay. Looks like it's not actually closed yet.
Oh, I thought
I closed it.
Oh, nope, you just agreed closing. I'm closing it now.
I did want it.
There we go.
I don't know how I failed to close that, but thank you guys.
No worries. Issue ticket 4249, false positives in the type checking, which identifies potential message sending classes. So this is sometimes if you try to use a class in a finalizer, you'll get this message saying, the finalizer can't create actors or send messages. A message can be sent here, and it points to the creation of that class. Matthias did some digging on this, and
I don't think that I looked at. I think that his is overly fitted to this one specific one, and that the problem is what you and I discussed in Zulip and what's in the original part of the ticket, which is that the is known check is dirt stupid and not actually valid for the usage of where it's being used to decide whether messages can be sent or not in a finalizer. Because yes, the type for range based on is known is not known, but the decision that therefore it can send messages is, you know, untrue, because it'll fail this for unions, etc., even if everything in the union is something which is incapable of sending messages.
Right. I mean, it seems that you know, there's two things, right? The check isn't as smart as it could be. For more case, it could allow more cases to be proven safe. And the other one is that the error message implies too much certainty.
Yeah.
More than it actually has, because there's false positives, right? So, So it looks like Matthias was looking into, the specifics of making this one case pass or be proven safe. It looks like, the solution that he was talking about, one suggestion was to actually reify the body of the finalizer and execute the check so that type parameters are involved or resolved. Maybe. it sounds kind of fraught, but yes.
I think it raises an interesting point, though, right? That perhaps we're doing this check too soon. I don't know. I hadn't actually looked at that. But the thing that I come away with from Matthias is maybe we're doing the check too soon.
I think we're doing it close to the end, I think.
Well, in that case, it's just because the check is dirt stupid. I mean, the check is dirt stupid one way or another, but.
Yeah. Yeah, the question is how feasible is it to make it smarter in this case?
I think we could certainly do, I think incremental improvements to this could be done.
Yes. We probably won't get into much more detail here on this call, but yes. And in the meantime, yes, making the error message a little more helpful and saying, like, it's rather than saying a message can be sent here. I'm not sure how to put that more uncertainly. It expresses the point the compiler is uncertain without being too verbose.
I think what we could say is for this one case, the error message should be more like we can't determine if a message would be sent here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a nice way to put it.
Although, in some cases, it will trigger because we definitely can determine a message is being sent, and we know.
Well, yeah, we don't want to make it sound uncertain in the case where we actually know that there is a message sent there.
Well, right, but I'm saying it's for this one case, for the is known.
For the generic. Right? Okay.
For the generic is known case, right?
Is the is known case actually what's being triggered here in range?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is okay. What is being triggered, because and is known is incredibly broad. If it's a union, for example, it'll trigger it. If you had a type which is a union of U64, U32, and just the U64 and U32, and you tried to do something with that type in a finalizer, right? You will hit this.
It's dark. So stupid. Perhaps we need to add another member to the enum at the top of finalizers.c. Right now we have three members of the enum. We have final no send, we have final can send, and final recurse. So perhaps we need to add something like final may send. Final can send and final may send seem a little bit too close.
You could have final will send and just handle the cases that are really obvious. So yeah. It doesn't sound like it's necessarily critical.
I think that even if we don't close this, if nobody comes along to close this immediately to actually fix the dirt stupid part, I think fixing the error message is definitely important. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody should be encountering the thing that Adrian did where it says, this thing sends a message. And Adrian could look at it and go, what the fuck? No, it doesn't. No. How? Wait.
Yeah.
Do I completely not understand the language at all? Right. Like, it's just, It can completely. And Adrian is somebody who's like participates on the Zulip. So like we go like, aha, no. But it would be reasonable to assume that other people have found this, not gone to the Zulip and just been like, that makes no sense to me. And this could be a point for people giving up. Hmm. It is. I consider it to be that bad of an error message. I like your idea of adding an additional enum, Joe. All right.
Yeah, I'm typing up a comment about that now.
Yeah. I'm going to add good first issue as I think that. Well, making this fully featured would be difficult, that addressing the error message part and even starting to make it less stupid is something that somebody with limited experience with the compiler should be able to do.
I think that's fair.
I mean, it is so stupid right now. It is just a dumb ass check. This feels like code where when whoever wrote it, I bet if we go back in time, it's going to be like Sylvan. It's probably that old, where it's just like, this is good enough for now. We'll come back and improve it later. It feels like one of those.
Yeah, when you're building a lot of stuff from the ground up, you have to do a lot of those.
Yeah.
And the scaffolding of good enough for now is
you
a big
sometimes
part
forget
of
about
development.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've added some comments. I'm going to remove the label, although it might come back shortly because of the added comments. But moving on to issue ticket 4244. Ooh, this is the nasty, nasty one that Gordon found. You can obtain a val from a box field via recover.
Yeah, so I think it's just that this is not being checked for some reason. I haven't actually figured out exactly why, but if you, like, this is largely, we already have plenty of checks like this for fields or for other variables. Like, maybe it was just something that was produced in a recent, like a new bug.
What? What do you mean it's not checking? It's not checking this, but it is checking fields because the example is.
Sorry, yeah, no, like that's literally, it's. I shouldn't have said it that way, but I think this is only for this field as opposed to variables. Variables, I think, are checked properly, or field accesses. There's already a lot of code there that maybe just because it's a field here, it's not actually recognizing it as a field access on this. I mean, it shouldn't really matter, but.
Yeah, so. Safety. I'm just trying to find the area of code this is in. Is it in control.c? expr/control.c? That already assumes that it's been typed. So it's not in control of us.
So, I think expert dot is actually the bit that's doing the check, if I remember correctly.
Expert.c?
Or no, like expert underscore dot, which is what the issue is.
Okay.
I can't see.
So expert dot there is in postfix. No, yeah, postfix.c. So that goes to entity access.
Maybe not. Yeah, but I seem to recall it has to be, it's like normally it's a check on field access as opposed to like the recover, like expert recover doesn't do very much. It doesn't actually do anything to check the body.
Yeah.
The intermediate expressions look to see if they're inside a recover. And so it's not triggering that code because it's a like a field ref on its own. I think this might even fail. Probably pull this up in the playground because I think this might error you if you just change it to this dot.
Change it to this dot s?
The change, yeah. Where's the?
Nope, it works with this dot s as well.
Oh.
Oh, well. So, Joe, it does yes. give an error that you can't recover to ISO. So that's good, at least, sort of.
What's the error message say,
specifically? Can't recover to this capability. So it's not totally and completely and utterly broken. It's... you know, it's
so pretty
broken. It's letting box go to val. So, yeah.
Yeah, that would let you send. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. It's an expert reference dot ce.
Yeah, it's and expert it's, field it's, ref. It's,
you
this
get
is
the
something
same
I
error.
Kind of want to.
You get the same error if you try to recover to ref. It's only going to val.
That's fine. It's just that the code. So at least that it like infers the type. So it checks that the result is box. That's fine. It's not about the result. It's about the field access, if that makes sense. So the expression that produces it normally, at least in the current code, it just rejects it. Because in expert field ref, it looks for the nearest recover block and checks if it's in one. It just throws up an error in some cases.
So, the sendable check should be returning like line 283. The sendable check should be coming back false, right? So we should be getting can't access non-sendable field of non-sendable object. Oh, sorry, not a non-sendable object. It's can't assign. Oh, wait, there's nothing here. So I think that's the issue, right? So line 283 is checking to see if the type is sendable. We will get a false there. And then inside there, it says can't, it will only give an error if also the this is not sendable. But hey, this is not sendable either because this will be boxed in some cases.
Yeah, or TK read, which will also be false.
Yeah. So. I don't understand. Oh, I guess, well, if the left-hand type is, if this is sendable, then, okay, I see why that's the case, I think. So yeah, but I don't see why, I guess somebody would need to breakpoint like line 282 of reference.c and then check if type is sendable and check if left type is sendable and check what those are. And because I think we should be getting both of those as not sendable in this case. Right?
Yeah, unless it's just not running or it's not detecting it.
What do you mean by not running? Unless you mean expert field ref is not being called at all?
Possibly, but I can't see how it wouldn't be.
Let's see, expert field ref is called any member access. Yeah, it's within member access in postfix.c, and that's within entity access. So anytime there's a this dot, it should be definitely calling it.
Oh there. Yeah, so if this dot, it should definitely call it. So
I did this dot s. Are you saying it should have?
Oh, I'm saying I think that means we're definitely arriving at this function. And so the remaining question is, what is the type and L type that we're getting here? And yeah. Or maybe it's not finding the nearest recover, but that would be.
Yeah, so I think the type of foo in this context is not correct, or it's not being detected properly. Because actually, if you use an intermediate variable and infer the type, it doesn't create an error. And if you do write the type as foo box or the like, then it does. So I think it may have to do with how it's handling. Yeah, it has to do with how it's checking the like arrow types and all of that is buggy.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can. I can write a quick comment.
I am also writing a quick comment, but I don't want to dissuade you from writing one because I'm just going to point to this area of the code and see so the error message that we should be getting.
Who is legitimately capable of fixing this? No, where I consider myself not capable of it just because I would need to obtain a ton of background. Is that basically you, Gordon, or Joe at this point, I think? I mean, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, assuming you were talking to me, I would say.
Apparently I was. Oh. I didn't realize. I thought I was going to be talking to Joe, but I said Joe's name instead of yours. But either way, it works.
Yeah, we can disambiguate. Okay, I left a small comment that shows it. So I think it's just the checks on the arrow types there are wrong. So it's getting marked as sendable for some reason.
That's interesting. So that is an interesting example. So let's look at the sendable function. Sendable function is inside of alias.c. on line 617, if it's an arrow, we get the lower bound of the view. So yeah, we get the lower bound of the viewpoint And if there's no lower bound, we return false. Okay, so for TK Reed, let me see if I'm remembering my direct. I always get mixed up with directions of upper and lower in subtyping. So
yeah. Well, lower doesn't seem correct if lower is subtyping. Is it sort of the proper order? It should be upper.
So you think this check in alias.c on line 641 is incorrect?
Pretty sure it is, yeah.
Because the lower bound...
The problem is that both of them are actually wrong because the when with cap sets, you can't reduce it to a single capability like that.
Yeah.
At least for this sort of check. So they're both wrong to do upper or lower. We just need to either just do some cases or the like, because well, technically this case should fail with lower, because the end result should still be box, but it could be buggy in other ways. And then upper bound would result in, like, it would work for this case. It's not in general correct, because your upper bound could be things like tag, which might count as sendable, but it might be fine here, but obviously it is bugged.
Yeah, a lot of these always come back to the generic cap set issues.
Yeah, so basic generic cap sets, that it is this the way that things are implemented is like a list of various hacks that happen to produce the right outcome in many cases. They're decent, just really good approximations of correctness.
Yeah. So moving forward from here, you would want to...
I think we could also move on to the next.
Well, we have about 4 minutes left in the call. And okay. So probably won't be moving on to anything new, but I did want to try to get some kind of directionality on how to approach this. Because... I don't think we're going to be like changing the whole approach to cap sets anytime soon.
Yeah.
And fixing this bug would be a high priority because it undermines like the core promises of Pony. So an arrow type. Yeah. I think probably what we need is in alias.c, if we're checking sendable on an arrow type, we should, instead of taking the viewpoint lower, we should be just doing some like hard-coded switch cases here.
More or less. Or just check their cases. Although you get bad error messages if you do that.
You get better error messages if you check the individual cases.
You just kind of like iterate. Yeah, because you'll get like, you end up throwing an error like, oh, I couldn't figure out that ref here was like, ref error or whatever was the right thing, and you wrote your box function where you just so happened to have something generic. But it ends up checking like ref and val and throwing error messages like as though you'd written those.
Yeah. So if the left side, yeah, if we have type parameters in here, it becomes tricky.
Oh yeah, viewpoint lower just does not seem right to me.
doesn't seem right because sendability is not, I'm looking for the correct word. It's not uniform across.
You can sort of, you can write it in terms of errors off of ISO and have some, I think it's not too bad. Because, really, the whole check should not be, ideally, we should not be checking whether something is sendable and doing something. We should be just, you could just viewpoint with ISO, and that works for just about everything. That's ideally what I'd like to do for the field access anyway. Because if you have something that is, if you have ISO arrow box, that just turns to tag, which is what we kind of do for field accesses anyway. It's just a bit nasty because there's the, because it's not associative
with all the field accesses. We're out of time. Let's keep the discuss during sync tag on this and we'll come back to it the next one.
Okay. Maybe I could just see if I can put out a fix.
But that would be great too. All right. Thanks everyone for joining us.
Real quick for everybody who's listening along and everything, I will be opening a PR in less than 5 minutes, which takes care of the bad error message portion of 42.49. We already had all of the code in order to say might send message rather than will send message, except in finalizers, we were setting both might and can to can. So I added a little bit of code to set the might.
Oh, great.
So at least that portion of 42.49 will be fixed. The dirt stupid is still there. So we will have that. Yep, we will have that one, and the PR is literally about to be opened. Cool. All right. Looks like Joe left. All right. Thanks everyone for coming. And I will end the recording now.